I've got a history of a property that sold and a story about an association fee and something else about State Street. But to ensure I don't run out of time, I mentioned in the first segment that I had a leak, what I thought was a slab leak. Turned out it wasn't a slab leak, and it was found because of Acme leak detection. So I really like the guy. I'm going to have him come on in an interview, whether or not he decides to sponsor the program. But I'd like him to sponsor the program, so I'm shamelessly asking you to call Acme Leak Detection and tell him you heard me talk about him. I'm telling him that I'm doing this. 805-565-LEAK, L-E-A-K, 565-LEAK. Just call him, tell him you heard him on the radio. So I wrote this commercial. I don't know if we'll air it. Acme Leak Detection didn't invent the leak detection business. They perfected it. As general plumbing and electrical contractors focusing on repair and maintenance for property owners, they depended on other companies for leak detections. They realized they could do better, so in 2003, and I'm not sure that's the correct date, Acme Leak Detection was formed. They give customers a more comprehensive array of services in a timely manner with state-of-the-art, non-invasive equipment. Next time you have a leak, don't spend all day waiting for someone who might show up using ancient analog listening devices. Call Acme Leak Detection, 805-565-LEAK. Whether you have an active leak or need help with gas lines, electrical, or cable issues, let their infrared imaging allow you to see the problem and find solutions. From slab leaks to drain, sewer, mold, or even construction defects, Acme Leak Detection, 565-LEAK. Owner Gary Fuller, a third-generation Santa Barbarian, can help you understand your liabilities and legal rights as a homeowner. Acme Leak Detection, 805-565-LEAK, 565-LEAK. So I'm happy to plug him regardless, but if you could call him and tell him you heard him on the radio, I'd appreciate it. Okay, Condo Association, new condo listed for $1,950,000. Association fee is over $1,000 a month. It last sold in 2014 for $1,050,000. So the price will double. It'll probably sell for more than $1,950,000. It's got a great location. I like the floor plan on that unit, although the finishes on the bathroom and kitchen countertops aren't great, but that's minor. It last sold 2014 for $1,050,000, and the monthly association fee was $348. Today it's $1,000. Yikes. Here's a history of a property. It closed on July 2nd. It was on the market for 33 days. It sold for $4,280,000. This is the second property I found that someone bought a property in 2022 and for some reason needed to get out, and they lost money. Now, I got two examples. You know, we're averaging 17 sales per week. I've got examples where people made money by buying in the last year or two, but here's some examples where they just bought at like a really frenetic price. They bought it in 2022. They were asking $4.5 million, and they paid almost $4.9 million. And they tried to get out, and they got out, sold it at a loss. $4,280,000, paid almost $4.9 million. Back in 2014, it sold for $3,200,000. In 2009, it sold for $2.6 million. So people don't seem to be staying there very long. That doesn't mean anything bad about the property. Another property sold off market a month ago. Oh, a property sold, I think, in May 2025 for about $3 million. And then a month later, it's hitting MLS for about $4 million. I'll be curious to see what happens with that property. On May 23rd, 2025, follow up on my discussion with Barbara Green and State Street. And, you know, by the way, if you like State Street and you like it closed, don't be angry at me for disagreeing with you. I don't want cars buzzing up and down State Street. I don't, you know, but the cars never bothered me. You know, I were on these wonderful sidewalks. I'd cross the street. When Mom was alive, I'd drive on State Street, drop her off in front of Joe's or Holdren's or whatever. And I don't know. So on May 23rd, 2025, I read on Ed Hat that the city is offering electric shuttle service on State Street where it is closed. There's these tiny little vehicles, 5 passengers. I don't know how many they'll have. I took my buddy out for his birthday dinner, and he wanted to go to Joe's, loves the prime rib there, and it's great. And we went there on May 22nd, and there was nobody walking on State Street. And we went there for dinner. I don't remember the time. Everybody was on the sidewalk. You know, they're avoiding the bicycles or I don't know. Accidents are up. This is another article I read. And apparently accidents most often happen at intersections. And accidents are up. So I'm wondering, why are accidents up? This is all kind of conjecture and humorous. They removed 9 blocks of turning intersections by closing State Street. So shouldn't accidents be down? Because they've eliminated where most accidents happen at intersections. They're up. Accidents are up. Maybe because people are annoyed. They have to drive out of their way, so they're just annoyed and frustrated and they're causing accidents. So I don't know why we just can't take a vote on it. Although I don't know if that'll solve it, unless they vote the way I feel. But something's got to change. And someone else wrote an article about the people they've been paying for this long range plan. You know, it's like over $1 million and they're all gone and there's nothing. There's no long range plan. If you want to have a Paseo, fine. But it's not built like a Paseo now. Reopen it. You want to design something. You want to find the money. You want to make it happen. Fine. It's ugly the way it is. It's not working. Reopen it. Who am I talking to? Are you going to make the decision? Mayor Randy Rouse agrees with me, but apparently not the rest of the city council. And I don't know. I mean, people, you're listening to me right now and you're hating what I'm saying. You think it should be closed. I get it. It would be fun if they could do it right, maybe for a short period of time, or just close it periodically, like they used to close it for the farmers market. I had a guest on from up north, and on weekends, you know, close it periodically and make things happen, have an event. Okay, that's the problem with having a radio program, standing on my soapbox. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.